Hi, Brooke.
How you doing today?
Good, thanks. Brooke, does your particular timing put you in a better position to lobby for that vacant Senate seat compared to colleagues who might be looking for a job after the election's over?
Well, that question pops up every now and then. Back a few short months ago when there were some openings, some folks said, have you lobbied the Prime Minister? And the fact of the matter is, I think that would be the kiss, the kiss of death.
To lobby, you mean?
Well, yes, to lobby. I would never, have never, and will never lobby for a seat in the Senate. That's just my personal view on the Senate.
How would you describe the pros and cons of sitting in the Senate, maybe compared to the possibility of returning to your old career as a trucker, sitting in a big rig?
That would be a dichotomy, actually, I guess. I have a lot of time for the trucking industry. In fact, I believe I owe my health, if not my life, to the trucking industry because when I was diagnosed with cancer and subsequently had the radiation treatments, it was because you're required to, or at least I was, as far as the medical test goes, to keep up my 01 license. Of course, was required to have a blood test, and that's where the PSA showed up. And subsequently, we found out that in fact we had cancer. And I did want to mention that because trucking. I've served 24 years as a trucker. I run a small company and still have a rig, actually. Some people have Harley Davidsons in their garage, and my good wife says, "But Brooke, you got a Kenworth." So, but it certainly would be quite the career change, so to speak.
Do you think the bathroom breaks would be easier to arrange, in the Senate than they are behind the wheel of the big rig?
Well, I used to, I used to have all the rest stops figured out, if not the truck stops and stuff like that. It wasn't a big issue for me. I used to run the Maritimes, mostly Atlantic provinces, rather, and that wasn't a big deal.
Brooke, one of the things that I will miss about you when you leave public life is the way that you once in a while refer to yourself in the third person. And I'm wondering if I can get you to do it just one last time before you go. Maybe you could tell me what Brooke Taylor's having for dinner tonight.
In the third person. You mean like if Brooke Taylor was sitting down to dinner tonight, what might he be having?
That's exactly what I mean.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I guess I do perhaps do that sometimes. Oh, yeah, well, if Brooke Taylor is sitting down tonight having supper, I would expect, he won't be mindful of his diet or health or anything because it is the first day after announcing that he is not reoffering. He probably would have some fish and chips or something like that with a good cold beer.
Brooke Taylor, thanks for talking with us.
Keep on trucking.
You too. Enjoy that fish and chips dinner.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.